Billions of dollars have gone to fight the spread of HIV and AIDS. The money has come from the U.S. and other governments, the World Bank, and private sources such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But much more than money is needed, according to Martha Ainsworth of the World Bank.
We're now at a point where there's much greater political commitment by the donors and the countries. There's much, much more in the way of finance out there to stop the epidemic. But we now need to move from generating commitment and mobilization to demonstrating results on the ground in terms of preventing the number of new infections and keeping people alive.
But Ainsworth says there is not always an obvious connection between AIDS prevention programs and their effectiveness.
We have very little evidence in many of the countries and the links between what was actually done and what those outcomes are. We can't distinguish them from whether this is the normal evolution of the epidemic or a result of public policy.
She says it is nearly impossible to find out how many people did not get AIDS because a prevention program worked. Program evaluations are not scientific, and what works in one country does not necessarily work in another. Something Debrayvirk Zevdi, the World Bank's director for the Global HIV-AIDS program, has emphasized.
If you take some of the generalized epidemics in Africa, for example, it is mainly heterosexual transmission. In some of the countries, this epidemic is being fueled by specific risk behavior groups. If you go to Eastern Europe, on the other hand, the risk behavior group which is fueling the epidemic is injecting drug users. So you need two different programs in these two parts of the world to address the epidemic.
There are also other considerations. Michelle Urza is with the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief.
Are new HIV infections being prevented? Are people infected with and affected by HIV/AIDS living longer, healthier lives?
Cyril Pervolak from the World Health Organization said at a conference held earlier this year, it is difficult to get good program evaluations. He says program organizers need to realize the evaluations are not meant to be criticisms. He said it is important to treat local program operators as partners in the evaluation.
Recent phone call I had with the team leader was saying that he appreciated very much this participatory approach and that is involving the countries and WHO at different levels in this process.
Ainsworth says the evaluations are further complicated because sex and other risky behaviors responsible for the spread of AIDS are still taboo topics in some countries. AIDS has social, moral, economic, and political considerations, and she says all of these concerns need to be addressed in order to successfully fight the disease. Add these complex issues to medical budgets already stretched thin, and she says it is easy for countries to ignore the spread of AIDS, at least in the beginning.
It's invisible largely in the early years when it's spreading. People don't get sick until about 10 years after they become infected. So whereas we'd like to get governments to act early, problem is if they act early, there's no one visibly ill, so they don't think that there's a problem.
Experts such as Christian Vumar, the UNICEF representative in China, have been concerned about a potential AIDS explosion in this populous country.
20% of China's population are young people, and this is also about 20% of the world young population. If we are able to get them to know the fact, to share them with their friends, their families, their communities, and to care about other young people and children, they will make a huge difference for the global campaign on children and AIDS.
China now has youth ambassadors on AIDS that work with UNICEF to prevent the spread of AIDS among China's young people. Ms. Ainsworth says just as the world needs a variety of programs, donors also need to know which programs to fund in order to stop a disease that has already claimed too many lives. Carol Pearson, VOA News.